All right, so today we will be focusing, as we continue praying about the economic issues that face our county, is we're going to be talking about inflation and food prices. So some current headlines: inflation forces hard choices on fixed income seniors. So let's not forget to pray for them. Inflation and jumps to 40-year high headline March 11th. The Biden administration reports inflation has risen to a level not seen since 1982. The Labor Department said Thursday the consumer price index rose by 7.9% over the 12-month period it ended in February of 2022. Food prices will soar 5% on average this year, according to the United States Drug Administration. Inland Empire inflation, that's us people, rate is the highest in the nation. The annual inflation rate is up 8.6% since last year, four times higher than it was a year ago, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We know that food prices are going up for several reasons. One of them we can pray for is the outbreak of the avian influenza, also known as the bird flu, which will increase poultry prices at 6 to 7%. Overall, restaurant prices will be predicted to go up 4 to 5%. At home food, 3 to 4%. And what are the things that are causing it that we can pray for? Well, number one, supply chain problems from the post-pandemic, the Ukraine and Russian war, and the supplies that we get from Ukraine is fertilizer. They make what is called potash that helps make a fertilizer that helps us create and develop farming here in the United States, along with they are one of the highest in wheat. And then, of course, Russia and the fuel prices, the after effects of the pandemic. Oh, listening to all this news, we could get overwhelmed. So how can we respond to all of this? Well, the next time you see a headline or you look at the grocery store and you go, oh my goodness, did you see the food prices? Instead of us complaining or getting overwhelmed or freaking out, perhaps we can do two things: prepare, pray, and focus on the provision of God. We can prepare. According to Proverbs, a prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions, whereas a simpleton just goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. We know that Jesus promised if we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness that all of our needs would be taken care of. So we don't know how it's all going to play out, but we know that we've been warned. We know that it's coming. We know that the headline news is out there. So let's pray. We'll be using quite a few scriptures as we pray to help buoy us up. First, God, forgive us for complaining. Thank you that you are the God that has provided for us in the past, that you have never let one of your children beg for bread. We thank you, Father, that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, that we need to be content with what we have and not take more than we need. Forgive us if we've taken more food than we've needed and have more things in the house that we need to have. Forgive us for getting in debt and not paying off our bills. There are other things, Father, we know. We do pray for the supply chain crisis. We pray for people to rise up and create new ways and free up the red tape so that truck drivers can deliver their goods and that process not be stopped. We pray, God, for this pandemic crisis to end. We pray, God, that people will be reasonable and that people will rise up against people who are making crazy laws that have created so many problems to it. We pray, Father, thank you for the fact that you encourage us to keep our life free from the love of money and to be content with what we have. For you said in Hebrews 13:5, you will never leave us nor forsake us. That brings us so much encouragement. And God, you are able to make all grace abound to us so that we will have all sufficiency in all things at all times and may abound in every good work, according to 2 Corinthians 9:8. So God, we pray that we would focus more on these words than on the ones that are flashing by us, or when we go to see all the things that have increased in prices at the restaurants and at the grocery store and at every other place where we buy items for our needs. Help us to look to the birds of the air who neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet, Heavenly Father, you feed them. Are we not more value than they? You said to us, Jesus, yes, we are more valuable than even the birds who don't reap nor sow nor gather into barns. And lastly, God, you say, therefore, not to be anxious, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, but your Heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Lord, help us to focus on preparing, on praying instead of complaining, realizing that some things we have control over and some we don't, but we can always pray, and we can always put our trust in you, and we can always seek you first over all these other thoughts. Help us to tear down those thoughts of fear and anxiety and encourage those around us, knowing that our Heavenly Father knows that we need all these basic needs. In Jesus' name.